If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Good morning, Jacksonville. I'm April Davison for Rich Jones on Jacksonville's Morning News this morning. And we want to take a closer look at the nursing shortage facing lots of places around the country. We have Washington correspondent Kirsten Garris with us this morning. And Kirsten, you know, we're so reliant on nurses, and I'm seeing different stories around the country about this. But according to, you have some numbers on exactly the extent of this shortage.
Yeah, it could get very bad very quickly. Some of the latest federal data we're seeing shows that the country will need more than 275,000 additional nurses over the next decade. And some people may say, well, that doesn't sound like that many, but we have to factor in so many things like burnout that has come during the pandemic. Also, nurses have a, you know, aging workforce. Other data shows that a third of the nursing workforce could be at retirement age over the next decade. And for a lot of people, you may think, you know, some of the major factors are, again, burnout, there's high turnover. But I recently had a chance to go to Johns Hopkins University and their School of Nursing, and their staff tells me there's an educator shortage, too. So more than 90,000 qualified nursing school applications were actually turned down in 2021 because they didn't have enough teachers. They didn't have enough classroom space or clinical sites for training. So that just shows you this problem isn't just limited to interest. People want to show up and become nurses. They just can't because there's not enough room or facility sizes for schools. So that really tells you just how dire the shortage is. And I know some nurses have been to Capitol Hill and they're pushing for different changes. One change would be something called the FAN Act that would really boost financial aid for students, better support for faculty, and improve classroom spaces nationwide.
Yeah, I was working in Colorado during the pandemic, and they had some major issues there, especially with mental health facilities. In one facility, half the beds were unable to be used because they didn't have enough nurses, and now they're offering bonuses of a $14,000 sign-on bonus. Have you heard of that happening anywhere else in the country?
So we haven't heard of anything happening like that yet, but I know something that one of the nursing professionals talked to us about is that the reason why we might be seeing an educator shortage for nursing is because often nursing educators make less than those who work in those clinical settings. So we're talking about doctor's offices, you know, hospitals, and also educators need more certification. They need more schooling. So it's tough to recruit more educators who may be working as full-time nurses to say, hey, come back and now teach students because they might take a pay cut and they'll also need to go back to school. So I know Johns Hopkins said they're trying to find different ways to attract nurses to become teachers or find a balance where they can do both. Maybe do some teaching on the side, but then they're also still working in clinical settings. So a lot of creativity will be needed to figure out what to do next.
Yeah, creativity for sure, Kirsten. And so maybe they can pay educators more. Imagine that. We have that happening all over the country, not just in the nursing industry. And so, yeah, it got really crazy during the pandemic where, you know, we had a lot of traveling nurses that were making tons of money, but then didn't have the benefits. And they're really just trying to figure it out in the nursing industry, how to get folks back to the hospital type settings and be happy, and probably are going to have to offer them some more money. And I appreciate you breaking this down for us this morning, Kirsten.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.